Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again, good again. Three from the same spot. For Braylon Cordonier, loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo, Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Brandley on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, takes it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sydney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rucci Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Wurman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rucci bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Loramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go.
down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good afternoon to our high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Anna. We're winding up the junior varsity game. Marion Local with a small lead of 4 points over Anna. Clock winding down. Anna possession. Long shot at the buzzer. No good. And the Marion Local Flyers have nipped the Anna Rockets 36-32 in our preliminary game here today. Varsity contest coming up in about 15 minutes between the homestanding Anna Rockets, 11-7 on the year, 5-6 in the Shelby County Athletic League, against Marion Local, 16-2 on the campaign, 8-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. At Marion Local has racked up no worse than a tie in the MAC, having beaten Parkway on Thursday night by a final score of 51-48. Anna was victorious over West Liberty Salem on Monday by 3. Marion Local has won this meeting in the last 2 years. The previous 2 seasons before that, Anna was triumphant. And the Marion Local Flyers, adorned in the blue and gold, Anna Rockets in the green and white, have taken the floor for warm-ups. Chuck, Marion Local ranked with a very lofty status in Division IV girls action. It's our first look at them this year. I talked to the young ladies from the Flyers about an hour ago, and they said their toughest opponents all year were Rushi, at number one, a Division II Bryan, and Division II Salina. Anna can play with anybody, as the Rockets have shown all year long. It's just a matter, I think, of getting off to a good start, making some three-pointers. Marion Local is not a juggernaut offensively. Flyers play very good defense, average about 44 points a game.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. That it's not going to be the Anna defense that has to really step up. It's going to have to be their offense, because Marion plays great man defense.
Yep.
They get all over you. They've got good size all over the perimeter. Excuse me. It's going to be a tough day. And I think Anna absolutely can hang in this basketball game with them.
Brenna Cobb, outstanding player for the green and white, averaging 12 points a game. McKenna Pettis at 6, Taylor Puppelman at 5, right behind Brenna. Jenna Walters at 5 points a game. All of those ladies need to step up for Anna here today against Marion Local.
Yeah, they all need to. I mean, they're a very young team. They don't have a lot of senior leadership.
Nope.
So I think that the best is ahead of them. But this would be a real nice win for them today.
Head coach for Anna, Randy Huber, in his first year, his daughter Erica starred on the 2011 and 2013 Anna State Championships. Erica Huber, daughter of head coach Randy Huber, was a phenomenal guard. We referred to her as the Energizer Bunny. She never quit, and she made life miserable for the opponents that Anna beat in the state tournament in 2011 and 13, when Anna took all the marbles. One of our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is the Anna Market. If you're looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home, the Anna Market's at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you, Chuck McBee, who loves the Anna Market, by the way. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. between the marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you, Chuck McPhee. We'll take a 1 minute break, then return with Vince Leonard from the Anna Market when we come back. It's Anna Marion Local Girls Basketball, matinee style, here this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee here at Anna. Anna girls set to take on the Marion Local Flyers, 16-2 on the year, 8-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, ranked 8th in the state. I'm pleased to be joined by Vince Leonard from the Anna Market on West Main in Anna. 40 years, the building as we've seen it has been there, but there's a lengthier history that precedes those 40 years of the Anna Market, right, Vince?
That's true. That's true. From what I've been told, that market's been there for close to 100 years.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is.
What are the items that you showcase in the store that bring people to the Anna Market? I know the customer service is outstanding. In fact, you brought an Anna student, Liberty, with us here today, who serves along with other Anna students in the market. It's hometown pride for sure, the Anna Market.
Yes, sir, it is. It most certainly is. I've been around this business for about 50 years, and I have to say this is the best clientele that I've ever had the opportunity to serve and be a part of a community.
Now, you have been there for 4 years.
Yes, sir.
The Duckmans preceded you and just continued to refurbish and remodel and enhance the Anna Market. The quality of the food has never changed. Very lofty standards, and you have continued that to this day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Joan and Paul set a high standard bar there for a long time, for a good 29 years before Paul passed and I got here. And that standard is definitely going to continue to be preceded, and we'll never change from a high standard.
If you were to go up and down the street in front of the Anna Market and talk to people who just came out of the store, what would they tell you their highlights would be? What?
Yeah, I think their biggest highlights are the employees that we have. I know I've been very blessed since the day when I walked in that door of having absolutely fantastic people to work with and the service. And the second thing I think they would say was our meat. Everyone seems in this neighborhood and preceding neighborhoods or surrounding neighborhoods all seem to come and shop for our meat department.
We just put the spotlight on your Chairman's Reserve Meats in our commercial message just a few minutes ago. I did a little research. I think you've got to go some 75 miles to the north, at least that far to the south, before you find another grocery store that offers Chairman's Reserve. The only place in between, northern edge of Ohio, southern edge of Ohio, only place in between with Chairman's Reserve is the Anna Market, and you provide some area restaurants with your beef and pork.
That is very correct. That is very correct. You'd have to go all the way down south to Cincinnati. You'd have to go almost up to Cleveland before you're going to find this product anyplace else. And it is the best that can be possibly bought at this time, where they only slaughter or take from the slaughterhouses the top 10% of anything. So, you know, quality is a must, and we'll never compromise that. Sometimes, you know, people like to have a little bit cheaper product or a little bit better price sometimes, but I promise them that they'll never get a better piece of meat when they leave.
I was told in the store that there are folks in West Central Ohio who come in and buy your meats and then send them off to friends and family 2, 3, 4 states away because the reputation is widespread.
That is very true. And there's a lot of people that used to live in Anna that now live in Florida there. When they come back, they load up their coolers and ask us to pre-freeze it so they can take it all back with them when they go.
Oh, what a testament to the quality of the Anna market. Vince, a real pleasure to have you with us here before today's girls game.
Jack, I really appreciate the invitation as well.
Anna and Marion Local coming up. Vince Leonard, Anna market. If you get a chance, if you haven't ever tried out the Anna market, you better do it right away. Terrific meat and pork products for springtime and summer grilling for sure. You better be prepared. Warm weather's just around the corner. And go ahead and fire up that grill right now on the porch or on the deck under roof in the back.
Amen. I'm right there with you, Jack. I really appreciate the invitation today and the opportunity to come over here and sit down and talk to you for a couple minutes.
Thanks. A lot of fun.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Vince Leonard, Anna Market, 40 years as it stands now. But a long history at the Anna market preceding those 40 years. One thing that's never changed, high quality, outstanding reputation, and people come from miles around to buy the meat products at the Anna market. Thanks, Vince.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
The opponent today for the Marion Local Flyers is an outstanding club, led in scoring by Ava Unrast at 10 points a game, Lindsay Koenig at 10 points a game. That's the duo that Anna will have to slow down. It will be very interesting, Chuck, to see if Randy Huber, head coach of the Rockets, plays some zone to try to corral this Marion Local club.
Well, he likes to play some zone. I mean, they played a lot of zone against Fort Laramie.
Yep.
One of the things you got to worry about with a Marion Local team is they got some size. You don't want to let them sit their feet out there and hit a couple of threes on you and get behind in the game. So, you know, it's kind of a toss-up. Plus, you don't rebound as well out of a zone as you do playing man-to-man.
I'd like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com that we're brought to you in part by the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components as well. Chuck just noted Marion Local, a little taller, a little bigger than Anna. The Rockets need to slow it down, control the pace, and keep the ball out of the paint if possible. Anna needs to make three-point shots, that's for sure. The key building component for these two clubs here this afternoon, Marion Local and Anna. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll return with starting lineups, opening tip to begin the game today between Marion Local and Anna. That's coming up shortly. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, and Vince Leonard from the Anna Market here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency
agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Starting lineups being introduced here at the Anna Gym. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Tip-off upcoming. Marion Local Flyers in the road blue. Gold piping down the sides of the shorts and jerseys. Gold numerals and gold Marion across the front. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets have got the traditional home white, green and black striping, green numbers, and Rockets on the front of the shirts. Beth Stribe, head coach of Marion Local, eighth year, and she has done an outstanding job with this program. Consistently strong year in, year out. And this Marion Local team has got a nice blend of 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. Lindsay Koenig, a senior, is joined by Ava Unrast, a sophomore. They're the two leading scorers. Unrast a little over 10 a game. Koenig a little over 10 a game. Opening five for Anna, Taylor Puppelman, 5 points a game at a wing, 5'8 senior. Brennan Cobb at guard, 5'5 junior, 12 a game. McKenna Pettis at 6 points a game, a 5'9 sophomore. Jenna Walters at a wing, a 5'7 junior, 5 points a game. And Jaden Huber, 3 a game, a 5'7 senior. For Marion Local, Ava Unrast, about 10 a game, a 5'6 sophomore. Stella Hilsman, 6 points a game, a 5'9 senior in the opening five. Chloe Ronnebaum, a guard, a 5'6 sophomore at 7. Lindsay Koenig, 5'10 senior, between 10 and 11 a game in the opening five. And Hannah Rose also starts, a 5'6 senior guard. Marion Local won the tip to start. Ball is thrown into the paint area where a turnaround jump shot is missed by Koenig. And the board is tied up right below the net. Arrow gives it to Anna after Marion Local won the opening jump to start the contest. Marion Local, token pressure in backcourt. It will be very important for Anna to limit the mistakes and turnovers here today. Dribbling down the left side, Puppelman hands it off on the play to Cobb. Cobb darts through the top of the circle, stops at the free throw line, gives it back to Huber. Right wing, Puppelman down inside to the post, spinning bank shot, yes, but Jaden Huber, Anna in front, 2-0. In the opening 1 minute.
Ran a little slip screen, came up, faked the screen, rolled to the basket. Nice catch, nice shot.
Each team coming off nice three-point victories. Marion Local won on the road at a very strong Parkway club. 3 points, 51-48 on Thursday. Meanwhile, Anna was victorious on Monday, beating West Liberty Salem by 3. Well, Marion Local down to her left, missed a shot. Anna countered in a jiffy with a banker from the right flank to go up 4-0. Who knocked it down, Chuck?
Taylor Puppelman.
Puppelman with the big field goal.
I always get confused on which way you say it here.
It's sometimes Puppelman, sometimes Poppelman. Here's a straightaway three ball up and in from long distance by Koenig, a Marion Local. It hit the front rim, hopped over, and bounced through. She was straddling the arc. Anna counters from the left wing. It is hoisted up by Taylor Puppelman. No, off the flange. Marion Local's got the board. Bad pass, intercepted. Nice play by Anna. Stolen by Walters. Walters gives it up to Cobb. She penetrates. Flips it back on the arc. It's tracked down by Puppelman. 4-2, Anna. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Outside the arc on the left. Anna with it. It's McKenna Pettis. Swings it straight away to Cobb. She gets a screen at the elbow, doesn't shoot. Back to Pettis. She roams the floor to the right. Throws straight on to Huber. Deep left corner, Puppelman. Anna's held the ball now for better than a half minute. High right, it's Pettis. Outside the arc, near side, it's Cobb. Cobb being checked on the play by Unrast. Cobb goes into the top of the circle, airborne on a jumper. It missed everything, went out of bounds. Marion Local, though, got a fingertip on it, says the official, and Anna will play it in.
Yeah, Brenna's not going to miss a shot that badly unless it's tipped or she's fouled.
Ball thrown into the left corner, handled there by Pettis. Pettis swings it on top to Cobb. 5:20 left, opening period. 4-2, Anna. Ball thrown to the right to Puppelman. To the foul line to Pettis. She starts down the lane. Marion Local reaches in, earns the tie-up, the held ball. Marion Local possession. Good play by Hillsman of the Flyers. Arrow favoring Marion Local, which will bring it down. 3 minutes played, 4-2 in favor of Anna. Important for the Rockets to get off to a good start, and Anna has done just that. Way out on the arc, it is Hannah Rose. Ball batted out of bounds into the first row off Anna. Side court, Rose, the playmaker, looking, wants to get it to Unrast, does, in the corner, drives baseline, tries to go around the Anna defender, shot hit the side of the board, blocking foul against a white shirt. In the act of shooting, two free throws, Unrast, who made a swan dive move, really didn't have much of a chance to make the shot, but she figured she would get tagged on the play.
and be rewarded with two free throws. The first is in and out. Still 4-2, Anna. Under 5 minutes to go, opening quarter. Second shot unrest in the air. It's in. Anna up 1-4-3. Here come the Rockets in backcourt. Token pressure at the timeline by Marion Local. Far left side of the floor. It goes on the play to Cobb. Cobb starts in, flips it back on the arc to a teammate. Handled there by Pumpleman to Huber. Right side of the court, Walters. Straight away Pettis. Now Cobb tries to split two defenders, Hillsman and Koenig. She stumbles, falls, ball's loose. Both clubs scratch the hardwood for it. Arrow favors Anna.
Yeah, Brenna just couldn't get away from the defense that time. Every time she started to take a step, there was another defender.
That check, we had three field goals in hasty fashion in the first 90 seconds of the game. And the scoring has stalled out for the time being. 4-3, Anna up one. Being pinched near midcourt is Cobb. She's shaded by two defenders. And she's in trouble. Heaves across court for Liz Stouter. It's too high. Goes up into the second row. Stouter, a 5'8 sophomore in off the bench. Needed to be 6'8 or more to catch that one.
Cobb will get the turnover that time, but nobody moved into a position where she could throw him the ball.
You're right. Flyers attacking to our left. Dribble drive. Koenig into the top of the key. Tried to stop on a dime. And she walked. Yep, she took an extra step. So far, Marion Local not real sharp. Anna up 1-4-3. Half the first quarter in the books. Last two seasons, Marion Local has beaten Anna. The 2 years prior, Anna defeated Marion Local. Ball kicked on the play at midcourt by Koenig. And Anna will throw it in from the far left side of the floor. Substitution for Anna. Walters back in the game. Pettis is out. Ball inbounded to Cobb. Cobb checked by Hillsman straight away. Brenna on the bounce. Comes near side to Pumpleman. She's nearly at midcourt. Marion Local forcing Anna way out high on the hardwood to start the offense.
They're trapping them out there, and the Rockets are not getting the ball down, and they're not getting any looks at the basket at all.
Here's Cobb, top of the key, dribbles left side, tries to thread a pass down in low to Stouter. She catches 8 feet away, back to the basket, throws it right to Cobb on the arc again. Here's Cobb whistling one across court. It is intended for Walters, too high, off her fingertips. That happened a moment ago. It occurs again.
That was Brenna's fault. First one was not.
Marion Local's defense, as we talked about in the pregame, always so sticky, tough. It's smothering. They slow down every move you make. 4-3, Anna up 1, 3:11 to go first quarter. Ball thrown into the post area to Koenig. Baseline left at the short corner. She's knotted up. Arrow favors Marion Local, which will inbound it. Three field goals in this game. They all occurred in the first minute and a half. 3:07 to go in the first. Anna 4, Marion Local 3. Ball inbounded. Deep right corner, unrest. She swivels into the paint area and banks it down from 5 feet.
She's got all five.
Very nicely done by Ava Unrast to Marion Local. 2:53 to go, first quarter of play. That is the first lead for Marion Local here today at 5-4. Left side of the floor, Huber's got it for Anna. Huber goes high post, now right wing Stouter. Arches one cross court for Pumpleman. She hoists up the three, it's in and out. Tough break. Rebound Marion Local. Here comes Unrast over the timeline. 2:26 to go, opening period. Oh, she telegraphs a pass. It's picked off on the play by Anna. Dribbling down the floor and laying it in is Pumpleman. She anticipated the throw and got the two-pointer to give Anna the lead back at 6-5. Timeout called. 2:19 left in the first on scores broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Up here come the Marion local Flyers to midcourt, trailing Hanover 1-6-5. Final 2 minutes, opening period. High left with the ball for Marion local is Nora Eckstein, who's in now, 5'9 junior. Head coach Beth Strive trying to get some scoring on the floor. Ball pitch to Jenica Napke, deep left corner. She makes a move and travels. She turned it over. 6'5, Anna in the lead, a minute 57 to go in the opening stanza. Rockets have the ball in backcourt. Anna's defense, like Marion Local's, has been excellent so far in this game. Anna dribbling, it's Cobb. Cobb gives it up straight away to Pettis. Out of Cobb, 30 feet out. Good matchup there, Unrast and Cobb. Elbow on the left, it's Stouter. Goes to Pettis, top of the key. She's being checked by Koenig. Ball thrown to the right side. Fumbled by Walters. Defense applied by Marion Local. Foul well out on the floor. That personal was picked up by Hillsman of the Flyers. And Anna will throw in right at the Flyers bench. Down to 1:31 to go, opening quarter. Anna inbounds it. It goes to Pettis, who gives it right back to Cobb. Cobb, 25 feet away, gets a screen, top of the circle, veers left, motions, still on the bounce is Brenna Cobb. Thought about going back door to Pumpleman. She wasn't free. Cobb gives it up, gets it back. They clear out for her. She jumps and shoots a long three, hits the rim, backboard, rebound down to Marion Local. Ball cleared by Hillsman. Flyers down a .65. Minute to go, first quarter. Elbow on the right, it's fed to Hillsman. She starts a drive in traffic, puts it up way short. Good defense by Anna. They stifled her about 10 feet away. Anna came away with a rebound. Down the floor to Pumpleman. 48 seconds to go, opening period. Outside the arc on the right to Stouter. Stouter gives it on the play to Ava Reed, and she burns a trail toward the basket and is tripped. Foul on Marion Local.
See, there was nowhere for her to go that time. She got bailed out by the call.
42.9 to go, opening period. Anna leads Marion Local by 1-6-5. Marion Local appears to be a little flat, coming off a big comeback win on Thursday at Parkway. Anna triumphant on Monday, beating West Liberty Salem by 3. Anna Rockets have now 1-11. Here's Cobb streaking down the lane in traffic. Spins, arches up a one-hander. It dances around and comes off. Thought about going in, but didn't. Rebound down to Koenig, a Marion Local. 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 6-5, Anna. Marion Local will play 4-1. At the Rockets logo on the bounce is Chloe Rodebaum. Feeds foul line to the jump shooter. It is pumped up by Nora Eckstein. It lips the rim. Anna's got the board with a second left, and that's it. Anna's defense held Marion Local to 2 buckets in the first period of play, and Anna leads the 8th-ranked team in the state in Division 4, 6-5 at the end of 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader
leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Tana. Three field goals scored in the first 90 seconds of this game. And then over the final 6 minutes plus of the opening period, the defense has dominated. Only a two more baskets were pumped in thereafter. Anna up a point over Marion Local, ranked eighth this past week in girls division four in the state of Ohio. 6-5 Anna. Rockets have the ball, possession, top of the circle. It is Cobb, gives it up, gets it back left corner, tries to penetrate, can't do it. Now to Puppelman. Good defense by Marion Local. Is it a zone, a man-to-man? What is it, Chuck?
Oh, they're playing zone.
Knifing through the lane area goes Cobb in a lot of traffic, missed it wide right, comes down to Marion Local. Quickly up the floor to Kanapke in the left corner. Kanapke down inside to Koenig. She's hemmed in. Gives it on the play to Eckstein. 3 seconds on Marion Local. And that was all triggered by tight and a defense.
Now, by the time it got to 11 seconds, the referee had no choice but to call it. They don't like calling it 3 seconds.
7:25 to go, second quarter, 6-5 Anna. We're at a pace, Chuck, where, who knows, upper 20s, 30 points, might win this game. Here's Ava Reed at midcourt for Anna. 5-6 Frosch. She's played very well, coming on strong as a ninth grader. Deep in the right corner, it's Walters. Walters throws foul line to Pettis. Oh, she's got an avenue. Down the lane, left hand, off the backboard, no good. Clanged off the rim after touching the glass. Rebound down to Marion Local. It comes to Ronnebaum. She hoists up an 18-footer, no good. Rebound in the paint. Koenig right back to Ronnebaum. Foul. Anna on a reach. And it's ruled to be in the act of shooting. Ronnebaum wound up one pass later, getting her own missed shot. Free throw by her is good. Chloe drains it to tie the game at 6. 6:51 to go, first half. Ronnebaum, 7 points a game, 5-6 guard. Sophomore for Marion Local, dips the knees, arches it up, it rolls around, and it goes in. 7-6, Marion Local on top of one. Anna counters, Walters down the right side. Gives it up to Cobb. Cobb is at the Rockets logo in midcourt. Anna simply starting its offense too far out on the hardwood and dribbling as Walters down the right side of the floor, guarded well, and muffs the ball off her foot. Good defense by Marion Local, out of bounds to the Flyers. It has been that kind of a game.
Seems to be a tone.
A trend of mistakes so far caused by very good defense from each team. Ball thrown foul line, Marion Local. Awkward 10-footer flipped up there by Kanapke. Missed everything to the left. Bodies hit the deck on the rebound. Held ball, arrow favors Marion Local, which is up a point, 7-6. 6:19 to go, second quarter of play. Liz Stouter back in for Anna. Jenna Walters is out. Ava Reed, the freshman, on the floor. Ball being inbounded by Marion Local. Thrown by Rose. Rose hits a teammate, Ronnebaum, in the lane. Missed it, no good. Anna with a big rebound. Long heave down the floor to Huber. She was cherry-picking and then got sandwiched by two Flyers and traveled. 7-6, Marion Local, 6:09 to go here in the second quarter. Marion Local Flyers walk it up into the half court. Down the left side goes Unrest, gives it on the play to Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum dribbling, goes to Hannah Rose, 30 feet out. Ball zipped into the post on the play to Hillsman. Hillsman beneath the basket to a teammate. Now to Rose in the left corner. She's straddling the arc. A long two. Rattles out. Rebound Anna. Here come the Rockets quickly. Cobb ahead in the left corner. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Marion Local 7. Anna 6. Here's Ava Reed. Gives it up straight away to Stouter. Left flank. Rockets control. Good shake and bake, but Cobb goes baseline.
Two players cut her off. Ball rotated on top to Statter. Available for the triple. In, out, no good. Rebound Reed. Nice handoff to Pettis. 10-footer. Hit the heel. Again, Anna. Long rebound. Rockets control. Cobb between the rings. 5 minutes to go. Second quarter. 7-6. Anna down one. Here's Statter coming out to catch his Huber. Huber picked up on the play by Koenig. Deep right corner, it's Reed. Reed to Pettis, foul line. Bounce pass left corner for a teammate behind her. Intended for Statter, out of bounds to Marion. Anna Rockets cannot penetrate this zone defense for Marion Local. Can't get a good look.
First one to 10.
7-6. Marion Local up one. We played 3.5 minutes, second quarter. You heard me right, 7-6. Ball thrown to the foul line on the play to Hannah Rose. Rose hands off to the post. It's Koenig in the paint area. Little half hook shot from 10 feet. Deflected by Anna. Goes out of bounds to Marion Local. Beneath the rim, the Flyers inbounded. They're taking time. 5 seconds may have elapsed. No timeout. Marion Local just in the nick of time. 4:29 to go, second quarter. 7-6 Marion Local over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Here we go. Marion Local possession below the rim. Inbounded Koenig, right corner. Koenig hangs on. Lindsay gives it up, gets it back at the elbow. Right flank is unrest, picked up by Cobb. 7-6 Marion Local, 4:12 to go here in the second period. Oh, it's Koenig in the post area. She caught a pass mid-post, dumped it down low to a teammate who scored, but a little bunny hop on the play by Hillsman will wipe off the 2 points.
She didn't catch it cleanly and then move both of her feet. No, that was a correct call.
We are stuck at 7-6 in favor of Marion Local. Chuck, what was the score after one?
6-5.
So it's 2-0 Flyers in quarter number two. And dribbling up the floor, Cobb. Cobb is stymied in backcourt. Can't get to the Anna logo in time. 10 seconds elapsed.
That was a quick 10 seconds.
Yeah, that was about 7.8.
Yeah.
4 minutes even left to go here in quarter number two. Marion Local in front by a scant point. Unrest, top of the circle. Gives it up to the three-point shooter. A long one is fired by Ronnebaum. No good. Hit the rim. Ricocheted to a rebounder who stuck it in. Nice play by Unrest. She's been everywhere for Marion Local. Good game for her. 9-6, Flyers' biggest lead. Ball coughed up on the play by Anna. Good recovery by Hillsman of Marion Local. And the Flyers set the offense into Koenig. Little turnaround half hook off the backboard. Missed it. Anna's got the rebound. Down 9-6 is Anna. 3:24 to go, second quarter. Rockets have not scored in period number two. Here's Cobb driving down the left side of the lane.
Nice.
Her left-hander on the go. A beauty. Motoring toward the rim, Brenna Cobb. Slipped one in off the window around two taller Marion Local players. Long three straight away by the Flyers. Hillsman missed it. No good. Rebound Anna. A heave the other direction. Cherry picking the Rockets. An easy deuce for Walters.
Good job by Huber to find her that far down the court and hit her for the layup.
Huber to Jenna Walters. Two quick goals by Anna, which surges on top 10-9. 2:42 left second quarter. Dribble drive. Marion Local. Ronnebaum into the paint area. Short on the jump shot. Deflected off the rim. Tipped away out of bounds off Marion Local.
I think he called a held ball.
Nonetheless, Anna possession. Next arrow favors the Flyers.
2 minutes, 37 seconds remaining. Period number two, 10-9 Anna, which just in the last 30 seconds tallied their first 4 points of the second quarter of play. Marion Local sending in a substitute for Chloe Ronnebaum at guard. On the floor, Jenna Knapke again. She teams up with Nora Eckstein. Dribble drive, 25 feet away, Cobb for Anna. There's a collision far side of the floor, and it results in another held ball. Probably, what, the seventh or eighth we've had in this game?
Been a few of them.
And the arrow points Flyers' direction. 2:17 to go, second quarter, 10-9. Anna up one over Marion Local. Flyers ranked eighth in the state in girls D4, but not real sharp here today. Anna giving the visitors all they want. Anna matching Marion Local's fine defense. Here's Koenig in the post. Nice pass, baseline left to a teammate. It's Eckstein with a 7-footer. It's good. I should say Hilsman gets the 2-pointer. Nice assist by Koenig. Here's Cobb dribbling down the floor for Anna. Pulls up in the lane. Swish! 12-footer. Cobb with a nice counter for Anna. Rockets lead at 12-11. Minute 38 to go, second quarter. Here's Knapke behind the arc for Marion Local. Straight away to Hilsman. On the play to Koenig. Deals to Unrest. She steps back and pops in. 19-footer long deuce by Marion Local's Unrest. 13-12 Flyers. The teams warm up a little bit. Cobb down the floor for Anna. Gives it up to Huber. Ball thrown into the post. Oh, a good catch and make. Super finish by Pettis of Marion Local. Or I should say of Anna. Pettis on the two-pointer, lifting the Rockets to a one-point edge, 14-13.
Yet another assist by Huber.
Very good pass by Huber. As we seesaw back and forth, Anna's defense nearly a steal by Puppelman. She knocks it out of bounds. She was guarding Hilsman very closely on the near side of the floor in front of the Anna bench. 52 seconds to go till halftime. Anna up 1-14-13. It is Marion Local, far left flank. It's Hilsman entering the lane area around a Rocket defender. Up and in off the backboard. Good, strong drive by Hilsman. 36 seconds to go till the end of the half. Look at Cobb go to work. Twisting, turning down the lane. Took too many steps. Got to the rim. Ball rolled off the iron. She was said to have walked anyway. And with 32.9 to go in the half, Marion Local has a chance to build on a one-point bulge. It's 15-14.
That call was made by the Marion Local coaching staff. They yelled travel. I'm not sure she did. Maybe she did. But the referee wasn't going to call it till they yelled.
Here is Marion Local with the ball straight away. It goes to Hilsman to Unrest near midcourt. 16-15. Late second quarter. Popping out to catch. Hilsman, Eckstein, top of the key, 8-7. Flyers want to get it inside to Koenig, can't do it. Here's a dribble drive, a Marion Local collision in the lane. Good no call by the referee. And Anna thwarts Marion Local's last possession. And we played a half here at Anna, 15-14. Marion Local leading the Rockets by a point. The defenses have been excellent. The shooting off, no question about it. We thought Anna could give Marion Local a good game here this afternoon, and the Rockets are doing just that. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the region.
Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. I'd like to remind you about the Myers Tavern in Botkins, a favorite of the home crowd and those who come to Myers from towns all around. It's at 303 North Main in Botkins, a full menu available. You'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, wings. The omelets at 6 a.m. in the morning are very popular. Great strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day at Myers in Botkins. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Place your carryout at 693-8271, 937-693-8271. Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find any better. Marion Local with a slim one-point lead over Anna here at the half. A report from Chuck in halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, it's 11-10 rebounding advantage for the Rockets, 4-2 on the offensive boards for the Flyers. Marion Local turned the ball 7 times in the first half. Anna turned it 10. The Rockets did not go to the free throw line. Marion Local was 3-4. Ava Unrest, 9 points, had a terrific first half. They got 4 out of Hillsman, and they got 2 from Ronnebaum. They scored 5 and 10, 15 for the first half. Anna had 4 from Poppleman, 4 from Cobb, 2 each from Pettis, Walters, and Huber. They scored 6 and 8, and they trail it 15 to 14 at the half.
Chuck, it's one of those games where a 5 or 6 point lead is huge. You get up by 3 possessions, you're in business.
Well, somebody's going to make a run, and it just depends. I mean, I think the first team to make a run is probably going to win the basketball game. Both teams struggling to score a little bit. Give credit to the defense. But some of it also is not very good shooting here on a cold, January still? Cold January Saturday.
Both teams defending the shot extremely well, but you're right, neither team is sharp offensively, pumping up the basketball. Anna coming into the game with a mark of 11-7 on the year, 5-6 in the Shelby County Athletic League, having beaten West Liberty Salem on Monday by 3. Marion Local 16-2 on the year, 8-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, edged a strong Parkway club by 3 on Thursday night, and Marion Local has assured itself of no worse than a tie for the MAC championship if Marion Local beats Coldwater this coming Thursday. The Flyers close out the campaign in the league unbeaten and are MAC champs. About 6 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here this afternoon. Don't forget tonight, Jackson Center boys travel to Minster. Orange and black against orange and black. Tigers and Wildcats, and we'll be speaking to you from the lair of the Minster Wildcats tonight, Jackson Center on the road, airtime at 6:55 this evening. We've got the second half upcoming in about 3 minutes. Jack and Chuck here at Anna, Marion Local 15, Anna Girls 14, after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
wonderful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Anna hosting Marion Local, a matinee of girls basketball here this afternoon. Anna has just inbounded to start the second half, down one, and the ball was thrown away. Marion Local has it, half court to a right, foul against the Rockets. 15-14, the lead for Marion Local by one. Chuck, I'm trying to recall, might have been one lead in this game of more than a point, but it's been seesawing back and forth.
Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe one or two.
6-5 at the end of one. Anna led 15-14. Marion Local in the lead as we start the third quarter, and the Flyers come up empty on a possession. A cross-court pass is unloaded, and it goes out of bounds as Rose misfired, intended to reach Unrast. Anna has it in possession, backcourt, 40 seconds gone. Third quarter, 15-14, Marion Local in front. Here's Rose guarding Puppelman. Taylor Puppelman for Anna, gives it up on the play to Huber. Huber dribbling.
Playing man-to-man now. They switched up the zone.
Interesting. Puppelman dives into the paint for Anna. One-hander hit the front rim. Rebound down to Marion Local. Good offensive set. Shot just did not fall. Marion Local, forecourt to our right, deep in the corner. It's Hillsman, ball high overhead. Looks on top for Unrast. Cobb knocked it away momentarily. It's on the deck. And Marion Local's Koenig gets it far left corner. Throws ahead to Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum, left wing, backs down, goes to Koenig. Koenig, deep corner. She's averaging nearly 11, is Koenig. She's been held in check pretty well.
She hasn't scored.
Here's a long three outside the arc on the left by Ronnebaum. Hit the back rim. Rebound, bouncing out near midcourt. Gobbled up on the play by Anna. It's Puppelman. Still a one-point game, nearly 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Marion Local 15, Anna 14. Hubert, the elbow on the right, back to the basket, works against Koenig. Dropped it, picked it up, fed it on the arc to Pettis. Now to Cobb. Cobb dribbling with the left hand, foul line, doesn't shoot. Three-point territory, it's Walters. Good drive by her. It's on the rim, and it trickles off into the hands of Koenig for Marion Local. Down the floor, baseline left, Ronnebaum below the basket, missed it, no good. Rebound, Koenig, she's right there, Johnny on the spot to clean it up. Marion Local, three-point lead. Anna darting down the floor, Cobb in the lane, on the arc to Huber, long triple, barely caught iron. Rebound, Marion Local, Anna reaches in, gets a jump out of it. Flyers possession. Marion Local fans want a foul call. Marion Local up three, 17-14. First 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Anna Girls coming off some pretty good games recently in terms of scoring. Marion Local turns it over right away. It comes right back to Anna. 5 second count. Good D by the Rockets. Brenna Cobb had 19 in the win Monday over West Liberty Salem. And a couple games ago against Houston, Bettis had 15, Cobb 12, Walters 9. Here is Anna dribbling, baseline right, contact as Cobb tried to inch a shot up toward the rim. And somebody laid a hand on her right arm. She's awarded 2 free throws. Anna said, we'll take it. The shot by Cobb is bouncing around. Oh, it's good. 17-15, Marion Local by 2.
Thought it was coming off for a second when it got up under the side of the rim there.
Free throw number 2 for Cobb on the way. Yes. She's got 6 points. Anna crawls back within 1. 17-16. We near the 5-minute mark, third quarter. Anna Rockets, the fourth place team in the Shelby County Athletic League, giving the number 1 team in the MAC a real challenge here today. Baseline right, Marion Local, 10-footer by Rose, short, clanged off the rim to Huber. Long throw down the floor, Anna collects it in the right corner after it was deflected. Then it's thrown on the arc to Stouter. Stouter 25 feet away, dribbles, still bounces. Huber comes out to catch. Anna spreads the floor, Cobb is posting up, now she comes out to get it. Cobb hangs on. Picked up on the play by Unrast. That's been a good duel all afternoon. High left at Stouter. Fires a pass down inside for Huber. Broken up by Koenig. Loose ball travels on the play to Hillsman and Marion Local. Flyers have the steal. Hemmed in at the timeline is Unrast. She gets away, dribbles up the floor, stops at the foul line, and rims a 10-footer. Stick back Koenig, no, but a foul against Anna. Lindsey Koenig at 5'10". When you look down through the rosters, Chuck, of the two teams, she is the tallest young lady on the court, and she has emerged on the backboards here in the third quarter.
No, she's not only, she's 5'10", but she's also got some size to her. She's a strong girl.
Free throw is good by Koenig, 18-16. Marion Local ahead by two, 4:12 to go, third quarter. Free throws will be key. Second shot, Koenig off the flange. Long rebound, Anna. Anna down two with the ball. Here come the Rockets hastily down the floor. Ball fed, baseline left. Reed hit Walters, missed it. Rebound, Marion Local. Here come the Flyers, three on two. Out back to Unrast, who hoists up a three. It hit the heel. Long rebound, Marion Local in the corner. It's Hillsman. Hillsman starts a drive, barrels to the rim. Foul, Anna didn't get set. It was actually Ronnebaum who took it to the cup. She's at the line with two coming. Timeout, Anna, 3:50 to go, third quarter. 18-16, Marion Local. And we'll keep it right here and tell you all about the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. 40 years doing business. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. In Jackson Center, don't forget your Pro Hardware Store, 112 East Pike. Savings 24/7 around the clock. Big percentage off DeWalt power tools, plus solid wood raised panel cabinets. And don't forget beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in stock in just a couple of weeks. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Store at 112 East Pike right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware Store in Jackson Center. 3:50 to go, third quarter, 18-16. Marion Local leads Anna Batu, and the Flyers are trying to pound the ball inside, get to the free throw line, if nothing else, here in this quarter. Foul shot is swished by Chloe Ronnebaum, 19-16. Free throw here would give Marion Local its biggest lead of the day, 4 points. It's no good. Hit the flange, kicked out to Reed for Anna. She scurries down the floor, gives it to Cobb in the corner. Shot fake, running out of room below the backboard, and makes a bad pass onto the court of play. Intercepted by Unrest. Now it's loose, it's on the deck. Scrum for it. Marion Local's got it, and the Flyers get a timeout in frantic fashion. 3:34 to go, third quarter. It has been a turnover fest here today at Anna. 3-point lead, Marion Local, 19-16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Here is Anna pressuring Marion Local in backcourt. Flyers do get it across. It's Ronnebaum against Reed of Anna. Ball left on the arc for Unrest. 3-point lead, Marion Local. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Unrest, right flank. They clear out for her. She drives and then whips a pass cross court, opposite corner, no one home. Out of bounds to Anna. Chuck, how many turnovers in this game? It seems like 25 or 30.
Well, it's 10 for Marion and 13 for Anna.
We're up 25 or 30. That's close.
23. But Mike Muehlfeld was open. He's sitting up there in that corner. So
the pass nearly reached Mike in row number three. Here's Anna, cross court to Reed, baseline left. Hands it off to Stouter. Cross court to Cobb. Cobb fires open player low on the left. It's Reed, but she fired it too high. right over the top of her out of bounds. Hannah's had some errant throws, just far too lofty in this game. Each team trying to make difficult passes. 2:46 to go, third quarter. 19-16 Marion Local. Here's a dribble drive by Ronnebaum. 8-footer way short. Rebound Marion Local. Player falls to the floor. She was eventually pushed as she was falling down. Ruled a travel. One of those 50-50 calls. Ref was right on it.
I like the call.
I do too. He was there, sold it. We play on. Anna on offense, down three. Cobb fires left side to Reed. Ava, the 5'6 freshman, hands off on the play to teammate Pettis. Pettis from 8 feet, banked it in. McKenna Pettis. Big field goal for Anna, which is within one.
First basket of the second half for the what are they, the Rockets.
Anna went 6 minutes scoreless in the third quarter. Dribble drive by Marion Local. Ball fed down inside to Koenig. Koenig missed it. It rolled around three times and came out. Point blanker wouldn't go. Flyers over the shoulder on the rebound attempt. Good offensive set by Marion Local. Entry from the right side of the floor to Koenig was on the money. But the ball by Lindsay just kept spinning like a top. Would not go in. Eventually a foul on the Flyers. On the rebound attempt, Anna now down one, under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's another high throw. It's up the floor for Pettis, way too tall for her, and out of bounds. But we're going to have 35 to 40 turnovers by the time this game is over. A minute 50 left in the third period, 19-18, Marion Local up one. Flyers did have a three-point lead. For a short stretch, middle part, third period. Foul line, Eckstein. Right corner, Konapke. Hits a cutter down the lane. Caught on the play by Eckstein. Up and in! It hung on the rim. Kerplunk, it fell through. 3-point lead, Marion Local, which gets a steal. Eckstein at midcourt takes it away for the Flyers. Minute 20 to go in the third. Dribbling on the left side, it's Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum to Konapke. Konapke throws it right to Reed for Anna. Anna swipes it. Reed dribbles down the right side of the court. Minute to go, third quarter. Anna down three, 21-18. Anna led by one after a period, trailed by one at the half. Marion Local possesses a three-point lead with 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Cobb inside the top of the circle. Swish! A long two-pointer. Brenna Cobb from 18 feet popped it home. Timeout, Randy Huber, head coach of Anna. 48 seconds to go in the third. 21-20 Marion Local. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Are you looking for work? Let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader. Spherion hiring for many different kinds of positions right now as Marion Local inbounds down to her left after the timeout, and Anna steals. Cross-court pass to Stouter, open from 16, hit the rim, great rebound by Cobb. 30 seconds to go in the third, dribble drive, Cobb in the lane, shovel shot, foul against Marion Local. Two free throws, Brenna Cobb, as she tries to give Anna the advantage. She's at the stripe with a couple charity throws.
That's twice that Anna has surprised Marion Local with a full-court press. They had nobody back. Twice they've turned it over because they couldn't get the ball inbounds.
And I can bet during that last time out by Anna, head coach Randy Huber instigated that pressure as Cobb's free throw hops all around the rim, hitting every centimeter of it, and it goes in. Tie game at 21. 32.9 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw, Brenna Cobb. It is good. dead center. Anna up 22-21. Rockets in the lead. Final half minute, third quarter of play. Marion Local to midcourt. It is a dribble drive by Unrest. Then she retreats. Gives it up right flank to Hannah Rose, 5'6 senior guard. Coming out to catch is Eckstein. 13 seconds to play. Eckstein to Unrest. She retreats. Anna Rockets logo. 6'5. Unrest wants to go one-on-one against Cobb. Elbow on the right. Arches up a wild 16-footer. No good. Rebound taken down by Marion Local. Foul against Anna at the buzzer. I don't think it was shooting. It looked like she was reaching for the rebound. Boy, if they give her two shots, that's a big break for Marion Local, and they do. Time's expired. Third quarter's in the books. A couple of free throws here for, I think it's Hannah Rose of the Blue and Gold, who makes it, and we're tied up at 22. Was she reaching up for the rebound? Reaching up to shoot it as she had it on her fingertips. She got two free throws, made one, missed one, and the third quarter is over. 22-22 tie. A moment away from starting the fourth. In fact, the officials are converging at midcourt to go over the Marion Local players' motion among themselves, trying to rationalize, was it a two-shotter or no?
It was it was a coin toss, yeah. Honestly. She was catching, and I think she was attempting to go towards the rim with the ball, but you can't argue it either way.
22-22 deadlock into the third quarter here at Anna. Anna Rockets have the number 8 team in the state in girls Division 4 on the ropes. Spherion is hiring now for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates. They earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader with an office in Sydney on Ohio Avenue. Other offices in Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to ApplyOhio.com. Register today. ApplyOhio.com. Spherion. It works. Anna possession. Starting the fourth. Team fouls. 4 on Anna. 3 on Marion Local. Rockets in the half court. Bad pass. Cobb threw it. Good defensive play by Unrest, who reached up and speared the intercept. She starts the offense. Deep in the right corner. It goes. It's fed on top to Koenig. Koenig hands off. Left wing. It's Eckstein. She's pinched outside the lane. Gives it up to Hillsman. Back to Eckstein. Open from 10. Got it. Nice jump shot. Nora Eckstein. 5'9 junior puts Marion Local on top of 2. Here's Cobb barging down the floor all the way to the rack. Got it for 2. Brenna Cobb answers. 24 all tie. 7:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Marion Local to our right. Unrest on the arc. Anna in a tight man-to-man. Marion Local's played a combination man and zone in this game. Here's a long 3 ball. Koenig missed it badly. Rebound below the iron by Ronnebaum. Foul over the shoulder against Anna during the shot attempt. I'd like to remind you to put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Burke Petroleum has propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Put Burke to work for propane. Burke Petroleum in Minster. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Propane available now at Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Marion Local makes a free throw, misses one. Anna's got the rebound. Down a point, 6:49 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Cobb on the loose. Brenna Cobb took it to midcourt, drives down the floor, loops it up in the lane. No good. Board taken by Marion Local. Here come the Flyers on the attack. It is Hillsman. Ball whipped around the top of the circle to Unrest. Unrest head of the key. Looks at the clock. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Right wing Rose. Down into the post. It goes to Eckstein. Missed it. No good. Follow shot by Ronnebaum. Off the backboard. No. Tie up on the rebound. Possession arrow favors the Flyers with 6:18 to go in the fourth. And Marion Local up one over Anna. Flyers girls inbounding below the hoop. It goes on the arc to Koenig. Into the lane, Rose. Turnaround seven-footer off to the right. Board snared by Pettis of Anna. Anna down one. Into the half court, Pettis. Both teams playing harassing defense. Overplay by Marion Local. A hard foul committed by Unrest. Five on Anna, four on the Flyers. Burke Petroleum, 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery of your propane needs at burkepetroleum.com, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Miss Brenna Cobb enters the paint area for Anna, and she coughs up the ball. Good defense, Marion Local, three on three. They pull up, fire it outside on the play to Ronnebaum. The errant pass goes over and back. Anna will get another possession. It has been turnover city here at the Anna Gym today. Both clubs were pushing 20 on the afternoon.
Yeah, both teams look like they're playing so they can get the first pick in the draft.
That's a good one. You got to save that one for another game at the right time.
Yeah, well, I will.
5:46 to go, fourth quarter. Marion Local 25, Anna 24. Is it a man-to-man defense now by the Flyers?
No, now they've gone back to their zone.
Sure
they're
am.
Trapping
yep.
out of it.
Here's Cobb between the rings. Being checked tightly at midcourt. Gave it up, got it back. Brent ahead of the key. Bounce pass Huber. On the arc, Stouter. Throws a bounce pass to Cobb at the left elbow. She's got a little sliver of an opening, and she tried to squeeze through it and was fouled while shooting. Couple free throws. Brenna Cobb, chance to put Anna in the lead. 25-24, Marion Local. 5:23 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Now this has to be the Brenna Cobb show in the last 5 minutes of this quarter. Anna's going to have a chance to win.
She's got to take it over, that's for sure. Don't forget Burke Petroleum in Minster, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097, serving all of your propane needs. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster, 1-800-776-3097. First of two by Cobb is short. Second shot is spot on. Tied up at 25. 5:22 to go. Clock running down. Fourth quarter of this game. Marion Local with the ball. Foul line extended right. It goes to Rose. Rose hits a teammate, Ronnebaum. Baseline right, Koenig. Open from 16. Swish! Good-looking jumper by Lindsay Koenig. She was available wide open. She popped out from her post position and poured in a jumper to give Marion Local a two-point edge. And the Rockets, far side of the floor, turn it over. Ball lost out of bounds. And here comes Marion Local with a chance to stretch it to four or five. 4:50 to go in the fourth. Right wing, it's Rose. To Ronnebaum, to Koenig. Back on the arc to Rose. She jettisons up a long three. It hit the net, not the rim. Rebounded by Anna. Rockets are out of bounds, though.
I think they're going to let Rose shoot the ball anytime she wants to shoot the ball in this game.
27-25, Marion Local up two. Final 4:40 of this contest. Marion Local gets it inbounds to Hillsman, 35 feet out. Handoff to Unrest, nearly stolen on the play by Cobb. Ball rolls away in backcourt, and Trick goes out of bounds off Brenna last.
What an effort.
Well, that was. She is going to have burns on the knees tonight. Here come the Flyers to midcourt. Anna playing the tight man-to-man. It has given Marion Local trouble all afternoon. Flyers, far left wing. On top it goes to Rose. Right side of the floor, Unrest. Behind the back on the dribble. Picked up by Cobb. Here's a hedge by Anna. Ball muffed on the play by Unrest, who went over and back.
Yes, she surely did.
Referee missed it. Wasn't watching. Should have been a turnover against Marion Local. Straight away, handoff on the play to Eckstein for the Flyers. feeds it off to a teammate, baseline left. She misses a 10-footer, but she got cracked on the elbow. That was Rose, who will get a pair at the stripe.
Yeah, he was saying the ball was touched. Well, the ball was touched, but Marion Local controlled it.
Yep.
And stepped over the line afterwards. That was a bad call.
Yep, possession was regained by the Flyers on the right side of the big capital A in the Rockets logo at midcourt. And then a step or two later, unrest went across the center stripe. But it was missed. And the end result, Marion Local goes to the foul line. Two free throws. The first is good by Rose. Second shot is pumped in. And Marion Local's got its biggest lead. Four. Biggest lead of this game. 29-25 Flyers. And a four-point lead with 3:48 to go is significant. Each team's had trouble netting the basketball. Outside the arc on the left. Long three by Anna. Oh, a tough break by Poppelman. In, out, no good. Rebound below the basket. Hard work by Walters. Foul against the Flyers. Two free throws, Jenna Walters. 3:37 to go. Marion Local by four, 29-25. Chance to make it a one-possession game. Perhaps it can be whittled to two here. Walters connects on free throw number one. 29-26. Three-point gap. Marion Local in the lead. Second shot is no good off the heel. Rebound pinball to the baseline. Marion Local's Hillsman tracked it down. Collision by Anna from the backside. Ball went out of bounds eventually. Foul. Good call by the referee. It's on Anna. Rockets seventh. We go to the other end. And Marion Local gets a couple freebies. Boy, these are cheap. A foul Anna did not need to commit. 3-point lead Flyers. 3:34 to go in the fourth. The foul shot is pumped up there on the play. And it's no good. Too hard. Hillsman hit the flange and ricocheted out to Anna. Rockets down three. 3:20 left to go, fourth quarter. Brenna Cobb at midcourt, top of the circle, looks for an opening. Flips it on the arc to teammate Jenna Walters. Now to Huber, right flank. Koenig on her. Straight away to Cobb. Left hand bounce into traffic. Holding foul on Marion Local. Flyers bench did not like it. Team foul seven of Marion Local, 1-1. Cobb was not in the act of shooting, but she'll get two free throws if she can nail the first. These are big. About a half an hour ago, we remarked how important free throws would be in this close game. Oh, the shot by Cobb hangs forever on the front rim. No good. Rebound Anna, and Huber's undercut. 1-1 again for Anna. 3:08 to go in the fourth. Flyers fans disagree with the call.
She was laying there, and Huber fell over top of her. I kind of disagree with the call, too.
Defensive player for Marion Local just happened to be in the wrong spot. And explanation being given to the Marion Local bench. Anna's got to make free throws. That's all there is to it. Rockets down three. Shot pumped up in the air by Huber. It is good. Big foul shot made by her. She gets the bonus. Two-point game, 29-27. She cocks the right arm and pours in the second one. 29-28, Marion Local by a point. Just over 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Marion Local, eighth-ranked team in the state in Division IV. Rockets giving the Flyers a handful here today. On the arc, long 20-footer by Marion Local. It's a three ball. It's good. Chloe Ronnebaum. Anna Lefter. Ronnebaum stepped back behind the arc and jacked up a three. 4-point lead, Marion Local, 32-28. 2:54 left in the fourth, and a timeout has been called.
That was the first made three of the game for either team.
There have been a number tried, but both clubs have been guarded real well out on the floor. There have been few open three-pointers. That one was. And Marion Local took advantage and popped it home. and it's a four-point ball game at 32-28. I'd like to let you know about one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness, located at 101 East Pike. They do it all for you, and they do it very well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Medications packaged by day and time, full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open, by the way, from 10 to 1 on Saturdays. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, located at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well. Four-point lead, Marion Local. And a possession, it's Cobb in the right corner. 2:38 to go in the game. Hemmed in is Pettis. Back to Cobb. Cobb on the bounce. Right flank, Pettis. Steps inside the arc. Gives it back on the play to Cobb. She's still dribbling. Double teamed. Foul line. Had a shot. Passed it up. Threw it to Walters. 2:22 to go. Left corner, three ball by Puppelman. Off the rim. No good. It was online. Banged off the orange iron, little short. Marion Local hustled down the rebound, nearly a walk by the Flyers at the head of the key. 2:05 to go in the fourth. Both teams in the bonus. Marion Local in the lead by four. Pitch and catch on the arc. Ron a bomb, unrest. Gives it up on the play to Rose. Nearly a walk, 30 feet away by Marion Local, which is playing ball control at the moment. Koenig comes out to catch, looks for unrest. Koenig, right side of the floor to Rose. Rose being guarded by Anna, tightly. Ball fumbled, nearly lost by Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum checked by Walters. Down to 91 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Koenig, 35 feet out. Anna tries to trap her and fouls her. It goes against Pettis of Anna. And McKenna may have gotten the worst of it.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, she took the worst of that foul. She caught an elbow to the face as she was reaching in to foul.
Looking down through Marion Local's shooting percentages on the year, Marion Local has eclipsed 44% once, 45% against New Knoxville, 46% against Fort Recovery, a couple of the weaker teams in the Midwest Athletic Conference, but Marion Local simply has not shot the ball very well all year long.
Those are terrible percentages.
Anna has put the whammy on Marion Local shooting from the floor here today, but Koenig does cash in at the stripe to give Marion Local its biggest spread, 5 points, 33-28. Koenig again, good again. 34-28, Marion Local. Anna needs a basket in the worst way, down six. A minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. High dribble outside the arc. It's Cobb, and we got a foul committed by Rose. Very unnecessary one. Flyers coach Beth Strive is saying, why foul?
Oh, she said what I would have said, stupid foul.
Well, we've got 75 seconds to go in the game. Both teams in the bonus. Eight fouls, Anna, nine Marion Local. But Cobb is way, way short on the free throw. Rebound down to Koenig of Marion Local. Foul, Anna. And in the end, Chuck, a big difference in the final stats are going to be free throw shooting percentage.
They are. Cobb, her legs are gone, and it looked like it on that free throw.
Yep, she's weary, no doubt about it. She has been all over this court. Brenna Cobb has given up about every last ditch of energy she has. You bought popcorn before the game. Was Brenna Cobb selling popcorn too?
She had the popcorn, and then she went home and got me a Coke. A Pepsi.
Minute 14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Koenig just made two free throws a moment ago for Marion Local. 1-1 here. It's no good. That will breathe a little life into Anna. 70 seconds left in the game. Flyers up six. Outside the arc on the left is Walters. Walters dribbling. Gives it up on the play to Stouter. Loops it left side to Huber. Inside the arc. Rimmed it. No good. Rebound down to Marion Local. 53 seconds to go. Head coach Beth Stribes has spread the court. Deep in the left corner, pass goes to Eckstein. Anna reaches in and fouls. And it's going to be a double bonus. Two free throws coming for Rose of the Flyers. Marion Local has been to the stripe far more often than Anna in this game. Free throw by Rose, perfect. 7-point lead for Marion Local. That's the biggest margin of the afternoon for sure. Second shot, Rose, in and out, rolls off. Stick back on the play, Koenig, good with the left hand. What a play by Marion Local. Nicely done. Woo, left hand, good touch. And the lead is swollen to 9. Final separation in this game will not be indicative of how closely it was played. Steal by Marion Local. Bad pass, Anna. 22 seconds to go. There's a bad pass, though, by Marion Local. Thrown across the floor into the bleachers. Well, the turnover numbers, probably 35 between the two clubs.
20 for the Rockets and 15 for Marion Local.
Add them up. What is that?
35.
What did I just say? Wild guess?
34.
35. Unbelievable. 37-28. It's been a turnover fest. Marion Local winning it down the stretch at the free throw line. Neither team has been able to buy a basket this entire game. It's just been one of those contests.
7 baskets total in the second half. Marion's made 4. Anna's made 3.
9-point game. Marion Local in the lead. 37-28. Reminder about the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. The awards will be made during the Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. 2,000 tickets to be sold. 80 prizes awarded. 4% chance to win something. Attendance not required. $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Stouter with the ball for Anna on the arc to the 3-point shooter. It is bouncing around and coming off. It just won't go down for Anna. Taylor Puffelman had a good look. It danced around the rim. Rebound poked out by Marion Local. 8 seconds to go in the game. Flyers up 9. Inbound to Pettis. Pettis right wing to Cobb. Steps back, shoots the 3, air ball. Rebound Flyers, and that'll do it. Over. It's done. Marion Local victorious over Anna. Hard fought. 37-28 win. Wasn't pretty by either side. Not artistic. But Marion Local, you might say, just outlasts the Anna Rockets, getting to the free throw line plenty of times in that fourth quarter. Did the Flyers. Chuck will have the details for us in just a minute. I'd like to tell you all about one of our newer sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. You know, for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website. It must be trusted by its customers. That's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and insurance agents Greg and Ryan Woolley. For 55 years, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Whether it's your farm, home, car, or business, Shelby, Auglaize, or Logan County, anywhere in Ohio, Allen Ball is an independent insurance firm offering coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual, for example. You might say that Ohio Mutual retains the small-town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball Insurance and Greg or Ryan Woolley a call at 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you, to get to know you and understand your insurance needs. It's a 3-generation insurance business that customers trust and count on. AllenBallInsurance.com, that's A-double-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person and with a handshake. 37-28, Marion Local defeats Anna here today on scoresbroadcast.com. The 8th-ranked Flyers did not look like the number 8 team in the state. Anna had something to do with that. Very good defense by Coach Randy Huber's club. But in the end, Marion Local, coached by Beth Strive in her 8th year, just outworked Anna a little bit down the stretch, got to the line, and that was the difference in the game that was full of turnovers, 35 of them, in fact. Don't forget tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jackson Center boys at Minster, tip-off about 7:30, airtime 6:55 this evening, and we'll follow Jackson Center on the road on Tuesday night as well. Up at Lima Central Catholic, Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Well, Anna was out-rebounded 28-24, but they got out-rebounded 12-5 on the offensive glass. That was kind of the key to the game as much as the free throws, I think. 20 of 12, that'd be pretty good. 12 of 20 from the free throw line for the Flyers, 8 of 12 for the Rockets. Individual scoring, Unrest had 9, all in the first half. And then Ronnebaum had 9, and Koenig had 9 all in the second half. So I'm giving Koenig and Ronnebaum the Clancy's for the second half, and Unrest gets it for the first half. On the other side, it was the Brenna Cobb show. She had 13. Nobody else had more than 4, and she is my Clancy's player of the game for the Rockets.
And that's been the trouble spot for Anna this year against good opposition. The Rockets just simply can't get that balanced scoring they need.
No, if there was nobody else that was going to score for them today, I will say that didn't look like the number 8 team in the state offensively. Pretty darn good defense.
Oh, no question. Yep. Marion Local has got a big game with Coldwater this coming Thursday night. If the Flyers win that, they take the MAC outright unbeaten this year. They would be the girls' champs in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Keep in mind, coming up around the corner, Fort Loramie looming. Redskins have a date at Marion Local in the last week of the regular season. Clancy's Restaurant sponsors our stars of this game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Another new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Realty 2000 Group in Sydney. We understand that selling your home and buying a home are two of the biggest decisions a person can make in his or her lifetime. And whether you are selling or buying, you need to rely on the dependable and knowledgeable real estate professionals at Realty 2000 Group. Tim Gleason and his staff can help you complete the transition as smoothly as possible. We're proud to say that Realty 2000's foundation is built on integrity. We stand committed to excellence, along with serving our clients with honesty and respect. Thank you in advance for allowing our team of professionals at Realty 2000 Group to serve you. We are Realty 2000 Group, the number one real estate company in Shelby County at 100 South Main in Sydney. Contact us at realty2000group.com. I'd like to mention that Realty 2000 Group is one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. And being locally owned makes a big difference for you, whether you are buying or selling. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. And very glad to have Realty 2000 Group on board. Anna Rockets losing today to Marion Local by 9, 37-28, fall to 11-8 on the year. Anna's next date is on Thursday here against Botkins in the Shelby County Athletic League. Marion Local now 17-2 on the year, unbeaten, by the way, in the MAC at 8-0, ranked 8th in the state of Ohio. And Marion Local tries to wrap up sole possession, a first-place championship in the MAC on Thursday at home against Coldwater. Chuck, see you tonight. Jackson Center Minster at the Wildcats Gym. We know for sure Orange and Black has to win the game.
But they also have to lose. It should be fun. I love doing games at Minster.
Yeah,
they take good care of us.
Yep. So many thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, to you, our online listeners, who joined us for this matinee of girls basketball this afternoon. Final score, final time. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon to you. 9-point win for the Marion Local Flyers, 37-28 over the Anna girls on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.